Nidal, this Oakland team has a physical running back in beast mode. What are you guys doing to prepare for him?
Pretty much just coming in the game knowing we got to be physical. Everybody got to be sound. We got to tackle very well. And that's it, man. Come with the mentality knowing we got to tackle. Can't afford to miss tackles in this game and just play physical.
With that offense, is it take him out first and then everything else will follow?
I mean, he's a big key part of the offense. But they got so many playmakers, man. Everything kind of runs through everybody. You see him running things through Jared Cook. You see him running things through Crabtree. They pretty much use everybody, man. They even use the backup running backs as well in Washington. You see him kind of scheming up for everybody.
After the way you guys kind of played on defense the last couple of weeks, a lot of guys talked about how you guys want to be a little more sense of urgency, a little more dominant. Talk about doing that Monday night against the Raiders, just reestablishing the dominance and that nasty form you have talked about.
Yeah, obviously we want to play a lot better than what we played in the previous weeks, and just limit the big plays. I think that's the biggest thing. We've given up big plays. That's something we weren't doing at first. So when you see that, that's where that's all happening. That's where you get those yards from, those yards after catch and things like that. So we just got to get back to the basics, man. Not giving up the big play, remaining in that mentality of we're going to make all our tackles and just play physical this game.
How do you work on that throughout the course of the week? Because you guys aren't going to do as much on-field work at this point in the year, trying to rest yourself for the playoffs. It's more film study. So how do you focus more on things like tackling and the physical nature of the game?
Oh, you got to detail it in practice as far as with technique. As far as like with your feeding, making sure you run your feet. You can't go all the way to the ground, but you can wrap up a little bit in practice, things like that. So you pretty much just use your feet, arms, and try to make sure you can secure that tackle.
Now, your last night we were talking a little bit about on our show is that a couple of players here actually said that were asked what are they most, what's most tired? Is it your legs? Is it your shoulders? And the term was used that their hands were the most tired because you use them every single play. When you tackle, if you're grabbing somebody, is that true that by now your hands are just, you know, at some point, how do you train that? You can't really, right? You just have to rest.
Yeah, the way I see it, you can't get tired. And that's my mentality. I just feel like you can't get tired. You just have to, it is what it is. You have to deal with it. Obviously, this time of the year, it's cold. It's a lot harder to tackle. And a lot harder to hold grasp of people. But you got to find a way. And that's what it is at the end of the day.
But in your hands, are they tired? I mean, just fatigue.
My hands, I'm not going to say my hands are tired. I'm not going to say that.
So you couldn't even get third alternate? Would you piss people off around the league or something?
I don't know, man. I'm not. That's not. I mean, it's amazing to have, obviously, if you get the accolade. But for me, man, that's not my focus. But
well,
I am.
You deserved it, though. You've had a hell of a year.
Yeah, I had plenty of hell of a years, I feel like. but it's, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you have to pay respect to those guys who made it. They're obviously extremely talented and deserve to make it.
How much are you looking forward to?
Jim kind of talked about the sense of urgency not being there, at least at kickoff. Kind of kicked in later. Has he talked to you guys about that?
We all saw. We came out and started that game totally different from what we normally start. The first drive was a touchdown, and it's normally a three and out. So we had to get back to that mentality, flipping that thing around and doing what we do. And that was one of the things. They were hurrying up and going to the quick game, and we got to be a little better in the sense of urgency. They hit us in the mouth with those first three possessions. And obviously we had to bite down, man, and figure out a way to get back in that game.
Nigel, I apologize if you were asked this already, but my guess is, you know, when you're facing Marshawn, you can expect to get punched in the mouth. I mean, does that get you, help you avoid maybe what you had against the Giants when you know a guy like him is coming?
Well, I feel like the Giants game was a bit different. I didn't feel like they came out and ran the football on us or anything like that. It was also a quick game. But as far as this game, as far as facing Marshawn, he's a physical running back. We all seen what he can do in this game. He's a guy who gets a lot of yards after breaking tackles. So we come in with the mentality, knowing we got to play physical, knowing we have to tackle well. That's going to be the biggest key, man. is not letting them try to break so many tackles.
Sure. There have been times this year where you guys have been challenged physically and have responded. It almost like seems like you take that to your games maybe to another level, whether that was Carolina was a game that sort of stands out, Seattle, even though the result wasn't there physically, it was a, you know, a battle. Do you feel that when you go into certain games and against certain opponents?
Like, oh, yeah.
This is going to be a, you know, different brand?
Yeah, you know what type of offense you're facing going into the game. Just their style and what their demeanor is or what they like to do. For us, we just take pride in wanting to out-physical everybody, no matter who it is. We pretty much make them faceless and just want to be way more physical than anybody that we face.
When you're looking at the success that the Giants had against you guys, now that you're getting into the playoff season, you know that other teams are going to try and replicate that. They're going to try and do the same things to try and beat you guys. Is it just a matter of cleaning up just the mistakes that were made on Sunday, or is there other things, too, that you guys are concentrating on?
Yeah, we pretty much, man. We felt like in that game we didn't challenge the routes. I mean, obviously, we came out and we corrected that. We started challenging the routes, and everything started turning out differently. So that's one of the things that we had to. Somebody came and attacked us with, and we had to make the adjustment and get back and figure out a way to stop it, and just not letting it keep bleeding on us. And I mean, that's all I think that was, man. We didn't really start the game challenging them as we wanted to. So we got to come out and be ready to challenge guys.
You guys haven't been home in almost over a month, it seems like. What's it going to be like playing at the Link again?
It's going to be amazing, man. And it's even more better to know that we had the opportunity to keep it here for the rest of the year. And that's one of the main things. That's the motivation for us, because we know what we can do in the Link. And we've shown what we can do, and our fans is going to be extremely crazy, man. So we look forward to it, and we look forward to disrupting some offenses.